Okay, interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Kyle, it was defeat for you today at Brackley, but what's your assessment of the performance?
Frustrated and sort of sorry it's taken me so long to come and speak to the press. We obviously all will have all just witnessed the sort of incidents gone on involving some of the Brackley supporters. I was disappointed with the performance in the main. I thought we started really well. You know, it's going to be a really tough place to come against a very, very good side with some very good players that are well established at this level. You've seen how impressive they've been at home. I think it's 6 clean sheets, 10 unbeaten generally at home and away. You can see that that confidence that flows through them, that maybe we're not in that place at the moment. But you can see how much they've improved. They don't play loads of football anymore. They go back to front with some very good forward players, very good from set-piece moments. And that's what's undone us, really, with the first two goals. And that's really frustrating because it's stuff we've talked about during the week, we've worked on, we've looked at clips as to how those second-phase moments might develop, and we've fallen short. And today's result, in isolation, can happen. It was a really, really important game for us, and that brings our playoff hopes officially to an end. When we look back, it won't be about today's results. It isn't because we've come to Brackley and lost against a good side that will rightly probably be in the top three, the way that I spoke quite respectfully about them when they came to us in December. It will be a really disappointing points return against the bottom eight teams in the division, not scoring enough goals generally across the board, and too many home performances where we've failed to score and failed to put points on the board.
Like you say there, you touched on it, two goals in particularly today we probably should have done better with.
Yeah, I think it. The first one, you know you're going to come and have to defend the long throw-in. Carline does that really well, the ball comes into the box, we defended the long throw-in, it's what we would call second phase moments, and when the ball then comes back into the box, we fail to deal with it. The second one's disappointing, it isn't a foul, and Brackley do the dark art stuff really well. I know they don't like anyone knowing that, and you have to respect that, and they do it very, very well, and that's on the pitch and off the pitch, sort of some of the stuff that's gone on today. But they do it well in terms of how they get those free kick opportunities, but we've switched off so poorly to a quick free kick ball across the box. And Connor Hall, a player I did everything I could to try and sign in the summer, tried to get on loan earlier in the year. That's the difference. And when you can, those players of quality that are proven amongst the best in the division, they can really make the difference. And I think he was today in those two moments. But I thought it was the right result, and I thought it highlighted some of our shortcomings. I think it's now's the time to reflect that what I've put together, because I think I want to apologise to the supporters. I've done that a full time. I've shook hands with every single travelling supporter. We've fallen short. The target was to be in the playoffs, whether that is a second place finish, a seventh place finish, but to be in that picture, and we've fallen short. Their support for us, particularly away from home in difficult circumstances away from home, has been absolutely magnificent. They've backed us. It isn't a cheap hobby, and I want them to know how much we appreciate their support and how it hurts me as a man that we've not been able to get them that playoff opportunity in the promotion that they so desperately crave and that their support deserves. So it's a disappointing afternoon, but one that I think highlights where we're at currently.
And one game to go, let's finish on a high against Darlington.
Yeah, that has to be the message. It's frustrating for now. I think, like I say, I have to take responsibility for the season that's been. I think a squad that has imbalances and that are highlighted, I think what we were last season, we were successful, was an unbelievable counter-attacking unit. Really dynamic at the top end of the pitch, real speed. We were prolific in terms of taking chances. At times we played some good football, at times we didn't, but we were always really dynamic. We were strong, we were resilient, we were robust. We've struggled to find that balance all season. So in games like today and games you've really had to put an attacking side out. You look at the personnel we'd had in key positions today. Piers, Thomas, Tollett, Glendon, Weeks, to literally play with three defenders, Ollie Haywood as a wing back. It creates imbalances where we aren't big enough at times. We've put a squad together, we struggle to get six markers on, we struggle to hurt teams on the counter attack. The season, the numbers don't lie around. That's 15 of the 45 league games that we haven't scored in. And in the same way, our forwards on average have missed what is pretty much 40% of the games there in terms of availability. That is why we are where we are. So it isn't because we lost to Brackley today. That's frustrating. It's poor because it's a game that you had to win. our situation has come about earlier in the campaign with some really disappointing results. But like I say, being the last away game, I thank our supporters for unbelievable backing over a 2 year period. And yeah, we need to regroup. It's going to be a really important summer for the football club. For me, that starts on Saturday. I don't think the club can waste any time with anything they want to do ahead of the weekend. And that Darlington game, we want to finish the season with a win. I wouldn't say it's on a high, and the work will start for that. But at the moment, Shane, just disappointed, hurting that a season where massive expectation we created, massive opportunity, real belief that we might do something, we haven't, and that hurts, and that lands at my door, and that's it's a really disappointing feeling.
Thanks for joining us.